listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Oh, my brothers and my sisters, it's always so good to be with you. I love the fact that listening to this podcast, that you take time out to grow in your faith and your knowledge and your love. Brothers and my sisters, we're in this thing together. Let's get at it. Our 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time is before us. The first reading from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, then verses 6 through 8. Our sponsorial psalm from Psalm 15, verses 2 through 5. Our second reading from the book of James chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, then verses 21 and 22, then verse 27. And our gospel from St. Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, 14 and 15, and then 21 through 23. Everything we have is a gift from God, with the exception of sin. We've talked about this before. Sin's all yours. Sin's all mine. Everything else is a gift from God. And sometimes we forget that, I think. Sometimes we forget that these elements of our faith, these things in our lives, are true gifts. When's the last time, for instance, you thanked God for the commandments? Now, I don't know about you. Growing up cradle Catholic, I wasn't ever really thanking God for the commandments. Most of the time, I was lamenting that God gave us commandments. As I stood there in line in my cool parochial school uniform, I was looking pretty fly, waiting for that red and green light to flicker and to change so I could go in to the old Irish priest and confess my sins as quickly as possible so I could get my get-out-of-jail-free card. That's the way I viewed confession. Boy, was I wrong. But I'll tell you something. I wasn't thanking God for the commandments. I was afraid of them. I was lamenting them. I was overwhelmed by them. And you know what's funny? The older I've gotten, and hopefully a little bit wiser, but definitely the older I've gotten, I've come to grow an appreciation for the commandments. You know, God's good that way. He doesn't just leave us wondering. He doesn't just leave us twisting in the wind. That God makes his desire for us known. He makes his hope for us clear. He makes the path to him straight. And the question is whether or not we want to be on it. This first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses is just dropping so much mad wisdom in Deuteronomy. It's great. If you haven't read it in a long time, get back in there and read it. And he says, "Now Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, not just to know, to observe, to actually live out, that you may live." Why am I teaching this to you? So that you don't die. Okay, just mad simple truth here. I'm teaching you this to observe, to live it out, so that you live and don't die, and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving to you. Not the land that you want, not the land that you've decided you're going to have, the land that God is giving to you as a gift because he loves you. And then he goes on to talk about these. Observe these commandments carefully, for thus you will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations. Okay, and people will say, this nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. He's saying, pay attention to what I'm telling you, and it's going to serve you well. You're going to live. Others are going to respect you. You're going to be different, and you're going to get what God has designed for you. But this whole thing is a gift. Now, tell me if this sounds familiar. In the second reading, book of James, "Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above." Okay, so again, right out of the gate, we're seeing that God is the one who gives the gifts. He's the giver of gifts. He's a benevolent God, sharing with us freely all that is good. "And he willed to give us by birth," he says, "give again, by the word of truth, we may find the first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that's been planted in you." And it goes on to talk about how this is pure and undefiled and how we have to be doers of the word and not just hearers. It's really practical, but it all goes back to this first reminder. Everything comes from heaven, and we're made for heaven. Okay, so when God gives us these things, they're gifts. Now, in the gospel, as we hear about the Pharisees on the scene again, and the Pharisees had taken the law of Moses and added a whole lot of layers of difficulty and a whole lot of extra rules to it, and they had made it almost impossible to live, virtually impossible to fulfill. Okay, and the Pharisees thought they did better than anybody else. But what's so great here is that the Pharisees see Jesus' disciples, and they're eating the meal, and he says that they have unclean, unwashed hands. That they had come into contact with something, and they're supposed to go through a ritual cleansing and washing, and they hadn't. And as the Pharisees are pointing this out, and they're pointing out, look, how can you be such a great prophet and such a good guy if your own disciples don't even observe the law? Okay, they're eating with unclean hands. And Jesus goes on to drop a mad bit of wisdom on them himself, and he starts talking about tradition. Small t traditions, the traditions that the Pharisees had heaped on people. And he goes on to say, you know, they're saying, why are your disciples not following traditions? And he responded, well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And Jesus is going to, as usual, turn the tables on him and say, what makes you unclean is not the exterior, it's the interior. It's not what you do with exterior things, because those desires really come from the interior. And he goes on to teach them, from within people, from their hearts come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. All that sin comes from within, from our own sinful inclination, our own sinful desire. It's the sinful desire that's within us that makes us act outwardly. And as he turns these tables on them, it's a beautiful gift that he's giving us, yes, because he's shedding truth. He's shedding light into the darkness that is our human condition, the darkness of our souls, oftentimes of sin. But he's not just giving us that as a gift. He's reminding us of what a gift the commandments are. And that's one of the reasons that this is so linked to the beginning with traditions and what God gave us, okay, the big T tradition that the church gives us versus the small T traditions that we take on. You know, in our popular culture right now, it's popular to say, well, I don't think this is a sin. It's very subjective. It's very personal. It's based on our personal belief system. You know, a lot of times people will try to justify their sins or even say that true sins, as the church gives us, big T tradition, are not real sins in their mind, small T tradition. And God comes and reminds us again, look, all good gifts are from me. All good gifts are designed that you would live. All good gifts are designed to help you get back to me. And what turns those upside down are the things that come from within you. Okay, so rather than leaning on the conscience that I gave you, which is a great gift, leaning on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you're relying on your own flesh and your own evil desires and your own sin, and everything gets disordered. And that's what I was asking. When's the last time you thank God for the commandments? That he doesn't leave us out there just wandering and wondering, but instead he's so clear and he's so concise. And not only does he give us the gift of the commandments as Jesus comes to fulfill them and unpack them, but Jesus gives us the gift of the church. So that even as new, more modernized, high-minded versions of sin and justification and personal selfishness and opinion and subjectivity, all those things pop up in modern culture. And you know what Jesus says? I gave you a church to guard this truth. So that when these new ideas come up, the church in her wisdom will speak on my behalf and will refute them. How often do you thank God for the commandments? How often do you thank God for the gift of his church and for our Pope and our cardinals, our bishops, all of our leaders, all those who teach the fullness of the Catholic faith, the big T tradition that so quickly takes the air out of those small T human traditions that don't lead us to heaven. They actually lead us to someplace far darker, someplace far hotter. My brothers and my sisters, listen to Moses. Hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe that you may live. The church is still hanging on those statutes and those decrees, my brothers and my sisters, not so that we would die, but so that we would live. May God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.